Right, Paul, okay, what's the team news for Saturday's game?
Well, the team news for Saturday's game is that Sam Aird suspended and Ian Everett suspended. Everyone else available for selection?
Yeah, I bet you're pleased that they've come through the reserve game the other day unaffected. It essentially get some game time as well.
I think, listen, when you look at Sammy Moores, he's been out, I think it's the 24th, 25th of October. Jimmy Ryan has similar been out since the first week in December at Oldham. You know, Gary Roberts obviously been out since the Southend game the first week in December. You know, Nathan Smith been out in and out since the start of the season. You know, Liam Cooper been in and out a little bit lately. You know, Matty Brown, a little bit stop-start. You know, Armand, shoulder injuries and different stuff. Jay O'Shea hasn't had many starts. Jamie Devitt hasn't many starts. The game was great for us the other night. It really did serve its purpose well. And I thought, you know, it's easy to win the game. The hard part's not winning the game. You know, the hard part's winning the game in the manner that the lads played it. And that was so important for me, that they approached it in the correct way. It never went stale, the game. It never went flat. They kept trying to do the right things. And I think the important thing for people to see as well is that when we've got everyone back fit and available, of course the squad gets stronger. And that's the most important thing for any football team in any division. You want all your players fit and available, because it doesn't mean you win football games, but it doesn't half help you towards that.
I guess the theory there is just backs up sort of Chris Turner saying in the media last week about having a reserve side for next season. It's been a bit stop-start in that respect. I think it was October the last time he managed to get one in.
Yeah, see, the thing with football is, you know, and today's day and age, everybody wants immediate results. And, you know, managers go into football clubs nowadays, and I'm not, you know, I can't speak for other managers, but the football club is about everything to do with football within the club. And at our club, we want to be as strong as we can at academy level, at youth level, then at reserve level, and at first team level. But sometimes when you have a problem within a club, to solve four problems is a lot harder than solving one. You know, when I was brought into the club, the immediate effect was obviously, I think we were 19th after we got beat at Bristol Rovers last year. We dropped to 19th in the league, and that's not a criticism of anything that was going on. But obviously the first team needed addressing, you know, so I took it in the decision to get rid of the reserve team for the season so we could concentrate on making the first team strong and then to start building the other bricks. I think it's so important for us that we bring in players. The age of these players must be of a certain age at times. We'll always bring in senior players to make something right, you know, but then we must have the youth team play in a way that modern day football is. The reserves playing that way. So then when lads step up into the first team, it's a natural progression. And slowly now off the pitch, I think people are knowing that along with Chris Turner, Paul Mitchell, myself, the back of the board, the chairman, these are the things we're starting to put into place. And I can only see the club going, in my opinion, to be a strong football club for hopefully many years to come.
And obviously, being able to select that side as well gives you a basis for, you know, that they've sort of got into form, because it's been a bit frustrating over the last 10 days not being able to play the games.
I think it's been frustrating not being able to play the games, but what has been not frustrating is seeing the lads who were injured develop off the pitch, you know, because we went through December, and December was always going to be a tough month, because when you've got, obviously, Jimmy Ryan and Sammy Moores as your main two central midfielders at the club, you know, to lose your main two central midfielders will have an effect upon not so much your results, but on how you play. And I think what great credit goes to everybody else at the club is to come through December after the Southend our own game, because that was a really tough defeat for us in the FA Cup. We then went to Oldham and got through in the JPT, which was great for the lads. And we've then played four league games, of which we've won two and drew two. So the injuries haven't crippled us. And that's great credit to the rest of the lads within the squad, because come the end of the season, hopefully, fingers crossed, we just want to be one of them teams that are celebrating the promotion. And hopefully when we look back, everyone will have played the part. And that's the most important thing for me as a manager.
Are you pleased to get the Northampton game sorted out on that spare Saturday now that Rochdale have got three in the cup?
We just want to play. You know, we just want to play games. We have the amount of games left like other teams have got different. Like some Morecambe now have played a couple of games, three games more than us. You know, everyone's got the games to play. Everyone's got, hopefully, an agenda of what they want. If you want to be promoted like we do, you certainly think there's an amount of games you've got to go and try and win. Winning them as quickly as possible is the best thing you can do.
Moving on to Bury, of course, the change of manager, David Flitcroft, and he comes from the Keith Hill School of Football, so they've set up pretty similar to what he used to do, 3-5-2, I think it was. But, obviously, he's been talking about teams now getting to a position where they sort of have to pick up points more than they did do at the start of the season, because whether they're fighting relegation, playoffs or trying to get promoted, it's one of those things where sides may have to come out and play a bit more.
Again, you know, Flickers will have his own views on the game like most managers have, and You know, I've always said the same thing last year, and I always remember people continually spoke about how Plymouth cost us not getting into the playoffs, and I always remember these things, but no one really speak to the fact about that over the New Year period we went to Accrington and Wickham and lost two games. You know, and what everyone does come the end of the season, 3 points becomes more important than it did in August and September. I've never grasped that, and I never will. At the end of the day, you have 46 league games to play. You get 3 points when you win, and you get 1 point when you draw. If you want to stay up, get as many points as you can, as quickly as you can, because the games don't become more important. They just run out. And when something's running out on you, they seem to have a bigger effect on you, and they become more important in everyone else's eyes. For me, every game's important. The Dagenham point for us was a great point. To go down from 10 men in the first half of the game, to then go on and play like the lads did in the second half, not play well, but the commitment and the work ethic they showed to try and get a result goes towards a point towards what we want to get. And as I say to everyone else, we don't have influence on other clubs. Come the end of the season, whatever points tally we get will be what we deserve. I'm of a belief and I have a hope that it'll be enough to see us leave this division.
What are you expecting from Bury? Obviously, they've had a change in squad. Even at the start of the season, they had a change in squad as well. It's almost a revolving door at the moment at that club.
I think when you see, you know, Keith's doing a great job at Rochdale, obviously Flickers comes with Keith and then he's gone in, and I think people don't realise how good a job Flickers done at Barnsley at the end of last year in keeping them up. It was an amazing achievement, you know, because what happens is in them jobs, sometimes you get, you know, the gun loaded against you. And unfortunately for Flickers and whoever's in charge of teams that financially can't compete, you know, the gun's loaded against you. And it's like a candle, eventually it'll burn out. And I listened to a lot of his interviews and I think he's got very good views on the game and how he wants the game to be played. And I think he's going to be a very refreshing manager for Bury Football Club. Certainly come Saturday, you know, my big aim is to make Chesterfield as a team that spoke about of how good football we play and how much of a brand we play and everything else. Sometimes, as I say, transfer window after transfer window helps managers put their stamp on a team. One transfer window doesn't make it your team. Eventually, as you evolve as a club, and Flickers will go through it over a period of transfer windows, that will become his team and his club. You know, certainly young, refreshing coaches who want the game to be played the right way, in my opinion, can only be good for the game in the long term. You know, but certainly football seems to be a lot more short term. Obviously, the short term is we play Bury Saturday and we want to win. That's the short term thing for me. You know, certainly like most people, we look forward to seeing Flickers, Brassy. These are good lads. Really good lads in the game. They've all had good careers and they've all got a love for football, and I think when you've got that enthusiasm for the game, it can only rub off on your team in a good and correct manner.
And they'll come and play, won't they?
Well, he said it's like rugby, Flickers, so I'm hoping he does, hasn't he? Because if he's seen us lately, we've played a bit of rugby lately, to be fair to him. But, you know, it's not for me. I don't ever comment on how other teams play. It's not for me to get involved in them sort of things. You know, it's not for me to speak about the league, because what happens when you have injuries and suspensions, you've still got to try and win. Every manager's got a different outlook on the game. You know, I think what you must do is concentrate on your own team and your own performances. And certainly Saturday, I think, you know, I'm sure Bury will come and try and win the game. I'm sure they'll try and play football. I certainly know what we're going to try and do, and I certainly know how we're going to play.
Just been a couple of players. Gary McSheffrey had a reserve game at Scunthorpe. What's his situation?
Yeah, Gary's situation is at the minute it's a little bit of an impasse where Gary can have a look about to see what else is out there for him. And, you know, he's conducted himself really, really well at our club. If there was something Gary wanted to do now and it was different to us, then we'd probably look down that road for him. Obviously, with Dan Gardner, for us coming in, it's restricted other people's chances in the first team. So, you know, that situation will take care of itself with time. Certainly, at the minute, there's nothing to confirm either way. You know, but obviously, Gary's gone there. He scored a hat-trick, apparently, behind closed doors, or a reserve game, etc., whatever it is. And no matter what goes on, whether it be good or bad, we wish him the best of luck.
And Jamie Devitt, I believe you're in talks with him to extend his contract?
We'll have something very shortly with Jamie. Yeah, Jamie's been one of the unlucky ones at our club because he's possibly the player who should have had more minutes on the pitch. You know, he really should have. He's conducted himself really well. He's never got too down when he's had the disappointments of not getting them minutes on the pitch. And, you know, I'm sure we'll have something positive to say about Jamie very shortly because, one, he's a good lad, and, two, his performances behind closed doors, friendly matches, and even when he's got in the first team, is probably one that could knock on my door and say I should have played more. And, you know, hopefully in the long run we might see that.
There's only some speculation, obviously, in the local press about players going out, and I think there always is. There's nothing imminent there, is there?
Imminent in football is like, you know, what is imminent? These are the new words now, and I think, you know, imminent means we're going training this morning, and, you know, with football today, and I'd get less brave to say anything. You know, certainly we're not looking to sell players. We've tried to put a team together to win promotion. You know, but what I would suggest is that, you know, we're not a... people don't like being called a selling football club. I think if you're a functioning football club, every door's always open. Because if you're not functioning well, you can leave. If you're doing really well, you can leave. Mm-hmm. And we're always trying to recruit. Mm-hmm. So we've got good players. Obviously, you know, Jimmy Ryan being the main one, that seems to be Tommy Lee's lads. As we speak now, there doesn't seem to be anything happening. You know, I'm sure if there was something to happen, we'd all want things done correctly, properly. And if it was to happen, we've certainly got recruitment lists where we know where we'd be going shopping. That we'd be sad to lose anyone. You know, we don't want to lose anyone. You know, but this is a football club. It's not where we can just hoard our jewels.
How are you on Tom Jones songs?
I don't know, but I never really answered the last question, did I? That was a little bit evasive, wasn't it? I don't think there's anyone leaving, by the way.
All right.
Tom Jones, the chairman, said he'd bring someone big to the club. I'm really pleased he's actually done it. I was hoping it'd be a striker who'd get me 30 goals.
Who's called Tom Jones?
Who's called Tom Jones? There is a Jones knocking him. No, listen, I think it's good for the club. I think, as I say, actively, I know our catering does very well. Our commercial lads work hard. And if you want to be the best in your division, it's hard work because you have competitors. You know, certainly getting concerts and bringing more revenue to the club, not just the club, to the town. Let's have it right, hotels and pubs and bars, and everyone does well out of these spin-offs. And I think the chairman deserves great credit for that. And, you know, the club take great credit for being able to put on not just functions, but events like that. And it just shows how good a club and a bigger club we can be. And going forward, I think the more, you know, we have a JPT area final to look forward to. Hopefully our crowds can stay pushing up and up and up now. You know, and the Tom Jones concert can be a catalyst to Everett, more revenue in to make you stronger and stronger. Because, you know, we all want a strong club, we all want to win games, and we all want bits of success, because that's why we support the club.